flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan. Very excited right now to welcome in our friend, Mr. Barstool Nate, to the program. Nate Dogg, how are you, buddy?
Fellas, happy February 11th. Happy long off season to go until football starts again. I can't say I'm thrilled about it. I'm ready to hit fast forward and get next season underway. It's going to be a long time until we see Jaden on the field again, and I don't like that.
Yeah, that's true. The reality of not like football being over is tough. It really is. And like I've been joking with B about like I tried to watch the NBA last night. I tuned in for Luka's debut. Like I give a quarter of a bleep. But whatever. I watched 8 minutes of it. It is sad knowing football's out of our lives till September.
Yeah, and this one just feels extra, not even bittersweet, just bitter because we have a good team. We have a good quarterback. We're going to have an awesome offseason. I just want to, you know, you ever see Interstellar when they go into the deep sleep, they take the long nap? I want to do that right now. I just want to wake up and have it be week two of preseason and just ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, I have not seen Interstellar. So I don't
great movie.
Really get
you
that
gotta watch
reference,
it.
But
gotta watch it.
We'll see, man. I think what, if any, lessons do you take from the Super Bowl?
The Eagles are really, really good, and we knew that. We know that they were dominant on both sides of the line of scrimmage, offensive line and defensive line, just so dominant. They traded for a top wide receiver to give their young quarterback help, and it all came together perfectly. They signed the stud running back against most people's, not wishes, but a lot of people, including myself, doubted that you should sign a highly priced running back who has underperformed the NFL. And Saquon obviously proved all the haters like myself wrong. The Eagles put together a phenomenal football team, and I think us Commanders fans can really smile thinking, hey, we took them or we went to the NFC Championship game, kept it within a 12-point game in the third quarter, and they went out and killed the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, killed Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl. So I think we, you know, if you want to look at the moral victories or whatever you call them, we went about as far as you can possibly go with a bottom 5-10 roster in the NFL that Adam Peters is now going to cook up and just do a lot of work on and improve at a lot of places. We have a lot of reason to be optimistic. We have a lot of reasons to be excited for the future. I mean, the Eagles deserved that Super Bowl, you know, 100 billion%. They were just a dominant team, especially in the playoffs. They just imposed their will throughout the playoffs and then took down Mahomes, and you all you can do is tip your cap and say, that's who I want to be, and I think we are well on our way to that's who we're going to be.
What's most important to start building on, you feel, to be able to compete with that team. We are able to compete with them now, but to beat them.
It's the trenches. They were so dominant in the trenches on both sides, where every single snap, the Eagles' line of scrimmage, they just imposed their will on the other side, offense and defense. It was just so impressive and kind of a performance I don't think we have seen in the last decade when we're just talking about just both sides of the line of scrimmage dominating. I think that's what, you know, you always say, you know, games are won in the trenches, and we just saw it. They got skill positions left and right. It's just, you know, two top wide receivers and the top running back. It's really hard to build a team that way. They had to get a little bit lucky, and it worked out for them perfectly. You know, I would love for the Commanders to add dogs on the defensive line, dogs on the offensive line, and a stud wide receiver. That's the big three. And I think, you know, going to the NFC Championship game in Jaden's rookie year with the rookie contract, that gives us a lot of, you know, leeway, where you're not paying the quarterback the ginormous contract yet, so they can go out and spend the money that they need to spend to put us in the position to beat the Eagles next year and the year after.
I don't know. B and I have been talking about this, that, like, if you look through the Eagles drafts and how the Eagles have built, it's been years in the making of building and putting that all together. And I'm just not convinced that there's, I think some folks are expecting this, like, spending spree that I'm just not necessarily expecting. Not to say they won't be involved, and the ties they have with Debo. What do you think about Debo specifically? Debo Samuel, you know, they've talked to the Niners. He's allowed to seek a trade. I think Debo in Cliff's offense, with the amount of stuff that happens at the line of scrimmage and his ability to break tackles and be physical, be pretty damn wild to watch, but at the same time, I'm not entirely convinced it's going to happen.
Yeah, I think Debo is a fine player. I also think he gets very overrated. If you look at his, you know, they run a lot of motion with him, and he takes a lot of, he had 42 rushes this season. He averaged 3.2 yards a rush, and his longest rush was 13 yards. He's not out there doing these crazy Reggie Bush in college, you know, starting behind the line of scrimmage and juking 12 guys out of his cleats and scoring long touchdowns. So I think he's a little overrated in that aspect, where, yes, he is very, you know, lethal with the ball in his hands, but he's not as lethal as people want him to be. He had a huge season back in 2021 where he had 1,400 yards. Let's look at his receiving yards since then. 632, 892.
He has 1,000-yard receiving season.
Right.
But so, you got to look at the rushing ability, too.
The rushing ability, that's what I'm saying, is overrated. He this last season, he averaged 3.2 yards a rush, and his longest was 13 yards. He's not doing these back-breaking plays like a lot of people think he might be. He's a good player. I would like him on the team because he can be dynamic, but I'm not about to sell the whole farm for him. Not at all.
Interesting.
I'm with you on that.
I agree. I think he could be a pretty dynamic player. I think that Niners team was kind of broken. But you would pay for Higgins, not for Debo.
Correct.
Any concern about Higgins playing next to Chase and that being part of it?
Yeah, but we also have a guy named Terry McLaurin. I think to win in the NFL right now, if you want to copy the model that the Eagles are setting up, you need two good wide receivers. I'm not saying that's the only way to win, but I'm saying if you're, you know, it's a copycat league, if you're copying the way that the current champion, who just dominated the entire playoffs, how they won, two top wide receivers, dogs up front. And then we already have our quarterback, you know, and running backs, you know, needle in a haystack. There are so many running backs out there who aren't Saquon, who still have huge seasons. We can find one. I'm not sold on B-Rob being the guy. I think this is a deep draft at running back, and I think there's always plenty of guys out there chomping at the bit to get their opportunity at the running back position in the NFL. And I trust Adam Peters, and that's a huge thing, trusting Adam Peters. I'm going to keep saying that because I trust him to find the right guys to fill into the system. So, yeah, I think two wide receivers, big offensive line, big defensive line, and find a dynamic running back somewhere out there. There's 10 billion running backs. One of these guys is going to rise to the top. They always do.
I think you're making it seem overly simple, but yeah.
Do you have to identify the proper running back because, you know, we saw three running backs go to teams, and those three teams were, I think, much better this year. Eagles, Ravens, and also, you know, the Green Bay Packers. We saw them do stuff last year, but they were more efficient with those running backs. Should they try to find one and not just say, oh, we're going to just plug and play?
Yeah, I mean, look at the Lions. They have Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. There's just a lot of guys out there, and I think Jahmyr Gibbs is probably the best running back in the league right now besides Saquon. You can find a guy, and they took a flyer on him, first-round pick, you know, 12th overall, and that was at the height of the don't take running backs in the first-round discussion. So if you think you have a guy like Jahmyr Gibbs who you want to draft, get him. If you think there's a free agent running back who you think can be that dynamic guy for your team, get him. I'm not going to sit here and say I used to be very anti-paying running back. I think I've a little soured on that now after seeing what Saquon and Jahmyr Gibbs are able to do and after how bad our running back play was, especially deep in the season and in the playoffs. If I saw B-Rob run up the middle for 1 yard one more time, I was going to jump out a third floor window. It was so disgusting to watch that happen over and over again. So now I'm saying, hey, go get a running back. If you think that's our guy, get him.
Yeah, and that doesn't have to be first round. I mean, I think you're going to see a ton of turnover throughout. Like, when you say sign a couple of receivers, they're going to have to because they have two under contract to start the season.
Yeah.
But I don't know that it necessarily – who of all the pending free agents do you want back? And it could be a long list, a short list, whatever.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3, plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Jeez. I think Jeremy Chinn has cemented himself as a decent enough player. I don't think you're going to get an upgrade over him at a fair price, so I think he will come back. I think you have to keep Bobby Wagner. I think prove that he can still play and that he was a vital part of the defense. And if anything, just a strong locker room presence. And then you have to look, you know, maybe you bring back Ertz, but I still think, I mean, if Sennett's not the guy, you have to still get another tight end. But I think Ertz has earned the opportunity to come back and play another season if he wants to. And then besides that, you know, De'Ami Brown, see you later. OZ, see you later. And then
you think it's that easy? I mean, both those guys played big roles, man.
They played big roles because there was nobody else to play that role. I mean, De'Ami Brown has not improved at the wide receiver position in his entire career. He just played his fourth season, and I just did not see him take any steps towards being a legitimate threat in this league. He got so many opportunities this season because of our lack of depth at wide receiver, and he kind of proved nothing to me until those couple of playoff games, and then he just, during the Eagles game, regressed right back to who we thought De'Ami Brown was. So I'm not, I just think he's just a guy. He's not the guy, and he's not a guy that I'm going to pay extra to keep around just because he's been here. I think you can easily upgrade at wide receiver over De'Ami Brown.
It's interesting because I hear what you're saying if you're looking at the entire body of work, but the only receiver that consistently showed he could produce here with the quarterbacks they had is Terry. Terry's clearly a one.
Yeah.
I think De'Ami this year might have shown you more, right? And then, like, if you're looking at the free agents receivers that are going to be available, like, are you – we all talk about Higgins. Is anybody interested in Steph Diggs at age 32, age 33?
I'm
not interested. I'm more interested in Chris Godwin than Diggs. I think Stephon Diggs, I loved him at Maryland. He was
Godwin
one of my favorite
players.
Godwin
is a guy that's relatively hurt a lot, too, and Godwin is a guy that's going to cost extra money. I think if you don't like De'Ami as a part of your depth, Godwin is not the answer.
I mean, my issue with De'Ami is he's been given all these opportunities, and all we hear about is this like breaking speed and separation. He doesn't do any of that. He did it
later in the system and in the season. I think he played well down the stretch.
I don't think you got to bring De'Ami back, but I don't think you're giving him enough credit for
the wrong
year
price.
He had.
No, I don't think you'll bring him back for excessive price, but I don't want Godwin.
De'Ami's a 4 or 5 that is cosplaying as a 2, and I think he's going to ask for money that a 2
hey,
or 3.
You're the one that came up with Mr. January as his nickname.
Well, he had a great game against the Bucks and a great game
dude,
against
3 playoff games. Just and let's not have recency bias to your point. In 3 playoff games, De'Ami Brown had 14 catches for 229 yards and a touchdown. He picked up 9 first downs. 9 first downs on 14 catches.
Okay, JP, during the entire regular season,
he had 308
receiving yards.
I know.
Yeah, but what if he started to learn something? What if something Cliff found about him and it works into next year? I mean, we get to the point where we want everything and we don't ever want to work with something. He may be a lot cheaper than the rest of the guys coming in, but I'm not even saying him being a 2. I'm saying depth on your roster.
I'm agreeing with you there. You are going to have to bring some people back, or you start signing Tutu Atwell. You know what I mean? You're not going to sign Higgins, Keenan Allen, and Amari Cooper. I hear you with Godwin. I like him a lot. Coming off a big injury, he's going to turn 30 next season. The money at the receiver position is so significant. And you got Terry going into the last year of his deal with no guarantees on there. I won't be stunned if you have to do something with Terry's deal. So, like, I think the only other dude under contract is McCaffrey. You really hope there's a step there. And maybe you start having conversations about Mike Williams or something. You know what I mean? Like, I think if you're... The number one target to me should be Myles Garrett.
Yep.
And it's frankly not close. I think he is so significantly better than most, maybe all of the people that will become available. I get wanting to add a dynamic wideout. I understand it completely. They had a top 10 offense with the wideouts they had.
My position, you drastically improve your defense rather than your offense, because your offense has enough to be effective with. Your defense did not.
Yeah, I think if we could only sign free agents on one side of the ball, you have to go defense. I think that's a no-brainer. Luckily, we're not put in that position. Luckily, there's no rule saying you can't sign on both sides. So, yeah, I'm sorry for my De'Ami Brown hatred, but I just – you know, I don't like when he was in his fourth season to watch him not take a step up. And then he had that after the game, he was asked about his future and he basically said he's going to demand a bag. And I if you listen to that clip,
what's he
you
supposed
might be
to
more
say,
on my
dude?
Side.
Nate, you got to stop being so sensitive about everything somebody say. These players got to handle their life just like you would with yours. If you were about to get another contract, would you not ask for it? You going to ask for the minimum?
I hope Yanni has a great time in Tennessee or Houston or wherever he may go.
Yo, 3 weeks ago you were calling him Mr. January.
He had two good playoff games.
You
he
came
had
up
as many
with
yards
nickname.
In the playoffs. As he had combined in the regular season.
Landfill, when you texted Nate last night, did you expect this to become a Diami Brown conversation?
No.
Well, I didn't expect you guys to be throwing a parade for a five.
What? We're not.
We're not throwing a parade for anybody.
They're probably going to be bringing some dudes back, is what I'm telling you.
Well, you know what? Bring back Noah Brown. If we have to bring back one wide receiver, bring back Noah Brown.
Maybe they will.
You know what? I'm so glad that I know Adam Peters won't be listening to you.
Well, I've only been right about everything.
You're,
Mitch,
you ain't
so
only
maybe
been right about everything.
Now
you only take credit for stuff that you think you're right about.
That is,
you ain't always right. I think you're a little out your damn mind a lot of times.
Nope, yep. Only right.
Very much
I agree
out
with
your
that.
Mind.
Do you think the Chiefs' era of domination is over?
No, Patrick Mahomes is special. Andy Reid is the best head coach in the NFL. And what a silly thing to say when the Chiefs, you know, they just go to every single Super Bowl. You're allowed to lose a Super Bowl. Tom Brady also went 3-2 in his first five Super Bowls. The Chiefs went 15-2 in the regular season, and people act like they're a Cinderella story. The Chiefs are a dominant franchise in a very hard league, and they went up against a juggernaut in the Eagles. And you know how the NFL is. Everything comes full circle. Eventually, the Eagles are going to have to start paying some people, and their team will get a little worse. You can't keep the best offensive line and best defensive line together forever. And, you know, Saquon's not going to have 2,000-yard seasons every single season. And the Chiefs still have Patrick Mahomes. They still have Andy Reid. They still have a very good defensive coordinator. They still have a very good front office. The Chiefs will be just fine. Patrick Mahomes will win another Super Bowl in his time. The Chiefs are not done.
That I can agree with you on, Nate. How are you going to handle this two-week hockey break? Are you going to watch whatever this other thing is?
Yeah, I'll watch it because it's on. But I like the Olympics. I don't freak out about the Olympics and these like rah-rah country things. You know, you can only do it so many times. You do Summer Olympics, Winter Olympics, World Cup, the baseball thing. The NBA tried their little thing. Now hockey's doing it. Give me my Capitals. Just give me the games that I want to watch. I will watch the Four Nations tournament, but I'm not thrilled because I want to watch Ovi Chase. I want to watch the best team in hockey play hockey. I don't want to go 2 weeks without our Caps. Like maybe if we were bad, I would be a little more on board with it. But since we're so good and so on fire and can't lose games and Ovi's scoring at an unbelievable pace, it's kind of, you know, I'm like, no, I don't want this tournament. I just want to watch the Caps.
Well, you might think about this. The 2 weeks off may get him a lot healthier where he can have a better go at it. Look at the positive sometimes. Stop always being down on negative nanny.
I'm with him on the hockey.
Coach Harp did say he's still healing his broken leg, which is crazy if that's actually true, that he's been playing not at 100%. But, 36-11-8, first in the Metro by a mile. And now 2 weeks off. Hopefully Ovi, you know, rehabs more than he drinks vodka. But I figure it'll be about 50-50. And then we'll come back and it'll be the chase. It'll be the playoff hunt. And it'll be a very, very exciting last couple months of the season.
As somebody with a similar split, I wouldn't worry too much about Ovi. All right, dude, we're going to let you run. Appreciate you making time. We will talk to you next week.
Appreciate you guys.
All right. It's our boy Barstool Nate, Eric Nathan, Little Nate X. Apparently, the number one Diami Brown liker for 3 weeks in January, and then the rest of the year he turns into Puxatawny.
Let me see how much Diami worried about that. Not at all.
Let's talk about the teams that have the toughest free agency ahead of them. Plus, Doug Cameron in about an hour. Tell us about this snow. Is it snowing yet? We're going to find out.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.